Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 194 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her advanced love. What the heck? Yeah, This is really a cool idea. No, it's not cool. It's amazing. Wait till you hear this episode. Just know that before we start the episode, it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your official first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We look forward to hearing from you. And guess what? I love your feedback. So come on down after the show because I want to hear from you. All right. It's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
So I was reading the New York Times a while back, and I happened across this amazing article about women and men who just were styling it. And what was really unique about it is the mass majority of them were at least 70 years old, just when you thought, nah, they're just wearing a bunch of aprons and funky clothes and kind of called it a day. No. And then I read more and more, and then I read about this photographer, Ari Seth Cohen. Oh, man, I did some digging around, and there it was. Advanced style. This was a mind blower. I was so absolutely taken with this brilliant idea of looking at people, you know, as they age, as amazingly cool with the way that they dress, the way they personify who they are, edgy, amazing, you know, colorful, just way out there, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, of all ages. Some of them very famous that you may recognize from a lot of their own work and their own blogs and websites representing their work as they have gotten older too. And that's when I reached out immediately and I grabbed, you know, Ari, and I just said, I have to know you for a lot of reasons. One is thank you for the work you have done with your photography. And number two, thank you for creating with Advanced Style, not just a book, but also a documentary, which I watched with tons of friends. And it was just a mind blower to, you know, you're cutting through ageism. You're cutting through stereotypes about how people view the aging process that is actually robust and vibrant and amazing. And these people personify that like there's no tomorrow. So yeah, kudos to you. So I was very fortunate out in California to meet Ari in person just as he was finishing up the copies for his new book. Oh, boy. And this one's called Advanced Love. Yeah, man. Just because you're 60, 70, 80, and 90 doesn't mean it ends. If anything, they could teach 20-year-olds a little something or the other. So Ari is the creator of not only Advanced Style, a project devoted to capturing the sartorial savvy of the senior set. God, how many S's are in that thing? And he said, his quotes are, I feature people who live full, creative lives. They live life to the fullest, age gracefully, and continue to grow and challenge themselves. You know, his first book published in 2012 and has sold over 130,000 1,000 copies worldwide and was quickly followed up by a coloring book on the same subject and a second coffee table book, Advanced Style, Older and Wiser, in 2016. Oh, now he's taken this colorful subjects to the big screen in the Advanced Style documentary. And now we have this brand new book, Advanced Love. Ari, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you for that introduction. I feel so good now.
I know. I mean, you know, you don't even have to have a glass of wine. Just sit back and listen to me all day long.
Thank you so much.
You know, full transparency, I'm a fangirl. I'm a total fangirl because I think that you're one of the most talented. I'm just saying, I think you're one of the most talented photographers I've ever had the pleasure of visualizing. I mean, just ridiculously beautiful pictures, especially from this new book, Advanced Love. Tell us, first of all, you know, I remember you told me about this and in the many articles that have been written about your work, you know, why you're so fascinated with the senior set, as it were. What's going on with that?
Well, first of all, I have to say my subjects make it pretty easy to be a good photographer. There's not much that I have to do because they're so vital and vibrant. But I started Advanced Style about 10 years ago now, and it was really inspired by my relationship with my grandmother, Bluma. My grandmother was my best friend and really the person who encouraged me to always feel free to express myself, to be creative, to always be curious. She was a librarian, so we'd go into the library and check out stacks of books, and she would flip through the pages and let me ask as many questions as I wanted. And a lot of my reference points for aesthetics were based on looking through her old scrapbooks and watching old movies with her and seeing these images of men and women in the 30s and 40s who dressed in such elegant clothing. And she grew up in Iowa and didn't have a lot of money, but no matter what, everyone just looked so put together. So I've always had an interest in style more than fashion and personal expression because of my grandmother. And when my grandmother passed away in 2008, I was really filled with a deep sense of loss. I mean, she was my world. Her and my mom together, we were, you know, did everything together, and she really kept my family together. She told me as a young boy that I should move to New York someday. She studied at Barnard College in the 30s. And so when she passed away, I knew that this was the right time to move to New York City. And as soon as I got to New York, I started to come across all these really vibrant and vital men and women on the streets of New York and started to photograph them one day just as a personal project and a way to deal with this loss. But I realized that the photos could also help people I knew kind of change their image about aging and also reframe our perception of what it is to grow older.
So what is that funky view of aging? I mean, when you say reframe that, you know, that view of aging, what's the part that was really kind of sticking in your craw?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've heard so many times over the years from men and women, you know, once they hit a certain age that they start to feel invisible. And my grandmother was always visible because she was very intelligent and strong. And, you know, she never really felt that, but it is something that really that the media tends to focus on youth, and then everything that we see about aging is either clinical or tends to be patronizing. I wasn't seeing the picture of aging that I was seeing in my own life or on the streets of New York or in various cities, where you can continue to be who you are and even be more who you are at an older age, because you feel that new sense of freedom. You can do and express whatever you want without that judgment that you feel when you're younger. And so I just didn't see that being portrayed. And so the photos, although it started out as a project for me, they did have impact on the way that the fashion world and a lot of the advertising world started to started to show older people. And so many of the women that I was photographing on the streets of New York started to get fashion campaigns. And I noticed that brands were now showing older women in a very vibrant, creative way.
So you basically help facilitate opening up doors and a redefining of what normal aging looks like. As you know, these women now are entering these major couture fashion ads, and people don't have to run away from some beautiful silvery hair or whatever. But you know what I love? There's a uniqueness to the pictures in your book. You know, at first time when I saw advanced style, I was thinking to myself, well, is this just going to be, you know, people who kind of wear a nice Armani suit and, you know, look good in it and whatever, and that's style, you know? Instead, I mean, I just fell off my chair. I saw color. I saw wild and crazy attitudes about, you know, you could almost see the sassiness in the faces of so many of your subjects. They were sitting back and I think sassiness, isn't that a good word or what?
Yeah, I think it's really about, like you said, more about attitude and like the spirit of the people than even the clothes. It's about they're telling a story through the clothes that they wear, and that story is different for each person. But I look for people who are very vital, and a lot of times they express that through the way that they dress. And but it's so many different types of style that I photograph, and so many different stories from the people that I photograph as well. But I do tend to photograph people who are bold in the way that they express themselves, because I think it gives people the permission to look at that person and say, hey, I could do that too. Or I may not want to do that. I may not want to wear a purple turban, but hey, I might want to pull out that jacket that I've had for 50 years that I haven't worn in a long time and put a pin on. And, you know, the thing is, style can be very healing, like that sense of play, that sense of like going into things and putting them together, and not, you know, when we're children, we're always playing and having fun, and we tend to lose that as we get older. And so these women are sort of a reminder to return to that spirit of being able to free to be who you are. I think that's, but sassiness, definitely. I mean, it's just about, you know, having that strength, that attitude, the being a part of the world and continuing to be a part of the world.
Oh, I love it. And if anything, what I looked at was I looked at people who just really had a sense of self. Like, this is me, and I'm just walking down the street. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, fine. You know, but this is me, and I'm grooving on it, and I love it, and there you have it. So here's some really interesting questions. I was showing some of the pictures to some of my team, and oh, my gosh, I mean, I could keep you here forever, and I might, Ari, so just hang loose, okay? Hope you have some coffee nearby. Oh, yeah, man. All right. So the first thing is, where the heck did you find these subjects? These people are amazing. Where do you find them?
For advanced love or advanced
style? Yeah. Yeah. Well, advanced new love book. Right off the bat, because this is your newest book and you're looking at all kinds of couples who've been together, from what I can see, forever. So many of them. Where'd you find them? I mean, bad enough finding one person, but what about a couple?
Yeah, it was a bit of a bigger challenge, because basically over the last 10 years of doing advanced style, where it was a street style project. So I was finding most of the people I was photographing on the streets of various cities and photographing them in a very organic way. But during that, I became friends with so many of the men and women that I was photographing. So I created these like little communities in different cities, and a lot of those people became friends. But I got to know their partners, and I was entering my first relationship about the time that I started the project, and was getting all this wonderful insight and relationship advice from all these different couples that I was meeting. And I was just waiting for the opportunity to share that in a book. And a lot of the couples are people that I either had photographed their partners before, but it was the same process of walking down the street. I was in Rome. I went to London and various cities looking for couples now. But also, a lot of it was done through social media, where someone would say, oh, you should meet this couple. I put on my Instagram page that I was looking for couples, and so I was getting different stories and photos from people. But, the content came from many different directions, it was a challenge to get enough for the book. But in the end, I had even more content that could fit in the book, so... We'll see what the next project will be. But yeah, it was really, really wonderful because this book, the couples still have their sense of style, but it's really about their love stories and the wisdom that they have to share about either having long-lasting relationships or finding love in their 90s or 80s and what it's like to kind of navigate a relationship as you get older and how things change. And for me, I found that very helpful. And also, it really just gives you a very hopeful picture that it's never too late to find love and never too late to continue to be in love.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh, it's the best. Well, you know, the other thing too is tons of people who I've been talking to about this love the fact that you use the word advanced. You know, it wasn't like senior love and senior stuff, you know what I mean? So using some of the old words that, you know, make people feel a little bit funky about life in general. Instead, you created a different brand, sort of a branding. You know, advanced has so many positive connotations, you know, and it just gives you this, again, that sense of hope. Now, another question. That a boatload of people want to know. Now, the outfits that these people wear and the styling for what they do, is this like when you do one couple, is that like an all-day affair in terms of photography, makeup, hair, whatever? I mean, where are you getting these? How do you put that all together?
Well, it's really, I mean, these couples look this way every single day. So if I'm shooting on the street, of course, I'm approaching someone and asking them to take a photo in that instant. And then, you know, we do it very organically. And I might ask them for a few quotes and tell them I'm doing a book. And then we keep in touch and that's it. But for this book, I did want to capture something a little bit deeper, and I wanted to, you know, show a connection between two people, but I never take credit for their styling. This is just how they express themselves every day. So they might, you know, show me a rack of clothes and say, hey, I was thinking about wearing this, but there might be something that I think would stand out better for a photograph, but it's always their personal style. And this is the way they express themselves. And a lot of people ask me, you know, oh, I can never do that, or it's too expensive. But so many of the men and women that I photograph either dress in clothes that they've had for decades and kind of repurpose those things and recycle them, or they shop at thrift stores or vintage stores and kind of pair those things with maybe a few newer things that they bought here and there. But it's really not about spending a lot of money. It's about just kind of expressing a kind of creativity and enjoying that joy of putting something together that makes you happy.
How long did it take you to do Advanced Love? You know, kind of from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of came up with the idea years ago when I shot a couple in London, and I was with my friend Fanny Karst, and Fanny has had started a made-to-measure line of clothing in London specifically geared towards older women because she also was very close to her grandparents and has an affinity for older people. And so we photographed this couple on the street together when we were doing our style hunting, looking for people to photograph. But it really was sort of about 3 years ago when I visited this, well, now 4 years ago, actually, when I visited this couple in Marin County named Mort and Ginny. And Mort and Ginny have been together for over 50 years and just had this beautiful relationship. When I got to their house, they showed me the dozens of times they carved their initials in the tree trunks, and they continued to do that in the tree trunks all around their home. And Mort said about Ginny that he misses her when she goes to her knitting group or to the post office. And I made a little film. It's on the internet, Advanced Love, Mort and Ginny. And it tells the story of their love. And after I left, I was just really curious about how this couple had sustained like so many years of being these incredible partners to each other and soulmates. So that really started the journey of wanting to photograph other couples and hear about their stories. And so it took about 3.5 years of doing interviews and collecting photos to get the right edit for Advanced Love that, you know, that we see on bookshelves now.
Oh my gosh. Would you say that of the people, and I've looked at Advanced Love and it's just, you know, jaw dropping. The photographs are just extraordinary. If anything, you don't even need the story. You can kind of figure it out by looking at their faces. You know, especially the way they look at one another. But do you think the mass majority of these people have been together for many, many years?
I really wanted to show a diverse perspective on love. And so a lot of them have been together for a long time, but a lot of them found, you know, their perfect partners, or, I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect partner, but they found the person that they have felt the most comfortable with after a number of years. And Charlotte and Hyland are two of the people in the book, and she talks about how I can read, I think, from here in the book. And she said she met her current husband, and they've been together for a long time now. But she wrote, "Truth is, I came to know this stranger better in 6 hours than my first husband in 17 years, or his successor in a decade." And she said, "We started talking 33 years ago on that flight, and 86, and at 86 and 80 years old, that sentence hasn't come to an end. And as my darling has taught me, having to be right is a disease." It's just all these little bits of wisdom that I love. But yeah, so many of the couples met their partners later in life. And then there's another couple, Evita, who met her partner in a retirement community in her 90s. And they both had lost their partners and weren't necessarily looking for love, but now they're together. And he is 12 years her junior, and they go skydiving and do all these crazy things together, and he could barely keep up with her. But yeah, it's a lot of different stories. And then there's I think the couple that's been together for the longest, I think, is almost 70 years. So yeah, there's a lot of different.
I loved reading the wisdom throughout the book. What you just said, just made me smile. What she said is her point of wisdom, which is having to be right is a disease. I just think that is so awesome. There was also another one in there, remind me. And, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, but you probably have it better. It was a big, beautiful red page toward the back of the book. And it was, you know, I went through all kinds of, you know, hell and back and trauma and this and that until I finally found the one person who said, you know, the thing that meant the most. And that is no one else will ever love you as much as I do. Do you remember that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. It was an entire page. It was just this big, beautiful quote. And I remember reading that saying, right on. That is, woo, There comes a little bit of, sage wisdom your way, to say the least.
Yeah, I think it's because as a lot of the couples were explaining to me that they weren't necessarily ready or prepared for the right kind of love for them at the points that they had met various partners. And it wasn't until they truly knew themselves and understood what they wanted that they were able to find the relationship that works for them in a more enduring relationship. So I think that, like you said earlier, it's that sense of self and getting to know yourself that really helps in both in your expression of how you put yourself together, but also in your ability to be with a partner, because you really have to have your independence, I think, to be able to sustain a really long-lasting relationship and allow, your partner to have their own independence and be who they are as well. And then being together is really a bonus, is what I've learned. I mean, that time together is a bonus, but you have to be happy with yourself before you can really, be in a great relationship.
I think millennials need to pick this up right now. I do. I'm so sorry, but obviously everyone needs to do that. However, there's so much wisdom here. And also, I think one of the most important things you do, other than share your artistry with everybody, is really dispel a lot of this horrible kind of clinical, dreary, stereotypic, personification of what aging is all about. I mean, these people kick ass. I mean, I want those outfits. I don't know where they're shopping, honey, but I want a list of where you're going and where you pick that up. It's just ridiculous. Some of your subjects are women who went ahead and colored the ends of their hair purple, if I remember correctly, in one picture especially. And then there's one.
She's in her 90s, I think.
Yeah. I know. It just blew my mind. It's like, damn, I could do purple in my 90s. This is good. We're liking this. And how about that couple from Detroit? And he's holding that pole kind of thing. Oh my gosh.
Marsha Music and David, and he was a renowned.
Exactly.
Yeah, he made.
Tell us about them.
David Philpott, he made these carved staffs that were so intricate and beautiful. And Marsha Music is a writer and a poet who lives in Detroit, and her father owned one of the first, I think it was a Soul Records store in Detroit. And she's just so incredibly intelligent. And they met at one of David's art shows, I believe, that he had come to Detroit, and really fell in love and later in life. And she thought to herself, there's this guy who makes these extraordinary objects, but his exterior does not match that kind of creative things that are happening in his head. So she, over the years, started to help him discover his own style, and he loved it, and she really helped him put a creative I don't even know how to explain it, but she really helped him embrace that creativity and the way that he expressed himself on the outside. And I met them through Instagram and through a friend who had connected me to them, and then went to Detroit because I knew that they had to be in the book. And very recently, David passed away, and I mean, that's a part of this book as well. I have people who I photographed, and then their partners have passed since right around the book was published. And so I asked them to write about that experience, and we talk about loss in the book as well.
Yeah, it reminds me.
How you never stop loving, of course.
Well, yeah. And no matter what. And, you are at a point in life, in your life trajectory, where someone is going to pass away. So how does that work? What happens in the other person's life? How do they see that? How do they move on? How do they adapt and adjust and navigate? There's so much you could learn here. You know, it's almost like you've captured, oh my gosh, advanced wisdom. What do you say?
Okay, there's the new one.
No, wait until you finish mine. Okay, everyone out there, you know the one I'm going to be, you know, gunning for with Ari, and that's advanced fitness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you better watch
Avita,
out, man, because
Avita's in her 90s, and she's she wakes up by doing yoga in her bed, like doing these yoga stretches from bed, and then that's how she wakes up every morning and then goes out. And it's funny because I'm just a little story about Avita and Hans. They're the two that met in the retirement community, and she's in about 94 and he's in his 80s. Well, I was in Palm Desert doing a different shoot, and this was weeks after I first met them, and it was pouring rain and I in the evening, and I went out to dinner, and this was late at night because it was the shoot took a long time. It was for a magazine, and around like 11 p.m., I look outside the restaurant. And they live in Northern California, but I see Avita and Hans walking down the street, downtown Palm Springs, and I yell out the window, Avita! And they're like, Ari! We had no idea that we'd both be, and I have no idea why I would see them at that very same moment. And they had driven down that same day, and were already on their third cocktail, walking down the street in high heels. She's in her 90s, and, you know, probably had way more fun than I did that night. So she would definitely be a good candidate for that.
Oh my gosh. See, I love that. It's just vibrant, but you know, it's not just, I would see something like advanced fitness, not just, you know, showing off a bunch of muscles, but that people are doing something vibrant. You know, they're in a canoe and they're, you know, paddling away, that they're, you know, they've just hiked to the top of a mountain, or a big hill or whatever you've got around. And they're just embracing, using their mind and body, and they're rejoicing with the ability to be able to do that. That's what I envision, because I look at all these pictures, Ari, in your books, Advanced Style and Advanced Love, and I'm just filled with excitement and anticipation and tremendous hope, as well as I'm just so relieved to see the aging process redefined, just redefined. So you can't look at one of those pages and tell me these people are not having a better time than you are. Because, honey, they are. I'm just looking at their faces. Yeah, that's almost a guarantee. And then it's almost like, I'll have what she had. You know? Now, just give me a serving of that. Whatever the heck it was. Don't you think?
Yeah, and it's different for everyone, you know. And but definitely, I think they all try to take good care of themselves. But it's just different for each person, whether it's they like to take a walk, or one person really does yoga, or they stay vital and vibrant by running after their grandchildren. Or I mean, there's so many different ways to do that. So
well, I think a lot of the pictures in Advanced Love are also they show gentle love. I love the picture of, you know, the couple walking and you see their back and they're holding hands, you know, and it just makes you go, oh, God, I wish I had that. And when I think,
yeah,
you know,
I remember seeing my grandparents that way, you know, that's how I remember my grandparents holding hands, walking around the park together.
Well, you know, as people get older, something that's really run rampant, not only among people who are like 60 plus, but also young people. This was a brand new study that just came out, that loneliness and isolation hit both extremes of the age group. What I see in your pictures is not loneliness or isolation, but a very rich connectivity, a lot of connections. And it's something that people should aspire to and know that it's never too late to be able to connect at whatever level, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge thing, is to stay connected and have a sense of community. And I mean, that is really what keeps you vital. And so I also put in a story about Britt and Gunther and how they are just best friends, and they have a partnership, and that they spend most of their time together, and they're each other's dates for events, but they're not a romantic couple. But they still, because I wanted it to be, you know, different forms of love, and just to show that, yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be that, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, partnership, but that you could, it's just about staying connected. You're totally right, and I think it's a shame how, you know, especially in America, where we live in these cities where sometimes it takes driving and, you know, somewhere to be connected, that people do tend to get isolated. And a lot of the women I've met, to tell you the truth, have made great communities for themselves online and through Instagram and Facebook. And that really has been a huge asset to their lives as well, being able to express, you know, their style, or, you know, whatever, show pictures of their family or their creativity, and then get that feedback and connect with like-minded people. And so, you know, I think it's always great to do that if you have the opportunity to do that face-to-face. But it's also, we're so lucky, we live in a time where you can make these wonderful new relationships online. And so many of the women that I've met have done that. So that's been really interesting to see how a lot of the older women I've met use social media, and how they use it even differently than a lot of the younger people that I know.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also, you're absolutely right. There are so many different, you know, platforms for connection. And one, quite frankly, is just companionship, you know, however that happens. Just companionship, doesn't have to be any boyfriend, girlfriend thing, or, you know, however you're going to play that. And people need that connection. People are social. And that's one of the things that really, you know, is very clear as it, you know, kind of pours out of your pages of photographs. Just absolutely amazing. So everyone out there, we've been talking to renowned photographer Ari Seth Cohen. His first book was Advanced Style. Run on over to his website on Advanced Style. And his second book, which is just out now, yay, is Advanced Love, which is just a perfect gift to be able to give anyone. This is an intergenerational play, because the pictures and the stories are that rich and that valuable. Oh my gosh. And it just, I mean, you just sit there flipping through the pictures and you'll come back to it again and again and again. It's one of those books. And guess what? It's a book you hold in your hand. Oh my gosh, radical thought. No Kindle on this one, honey. You know, this is all about a real book with pictures that you can enjoy with an entire crowd in the living room. So, Ari, what are the best websites to learn more about your work and the books?
Well, I just had to say, this is actually my third book. I had a book in between called Advanced Style, Older and Wiser,
in 2016.
Yeah, because that book sort of was the I had a lot of essays from the women, so we talked a lot about aging and various things. And then I made a coloring book that was for ages 1 to 100 plus. But I guess the best place to see my work is either www.advanced.style or my Instagram and Facebook pages, and those are under Advanced Style. And I have a YouTube page. If you look under Ari Seth Cohen in Advanced Island, I have a lot of videos of the women talking about various things as well. And the documentary is can be found on advancedstylethemovie.com. And there's various ways to watch about that as well.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, the next little project will be ours. Won't it, Ari?
Don't put me on the spot.
I can't be persuasive. I'm just saying, you know, I'm putting it out there. All I can tell you is
to have the offer.
Oh no, seriously, I'm not even kidding here. So, you know, we're going to be doing this. All my little listeners out there in her podcast land, you heard it here first. That's right.
Comment on my Instagram page and get me going on this one, guys.
Okay, man, that's it. Okay, you heard it. That was a dictum from the photographer himself, Ari Seth Cohen. Ari, all I can say is keep up this incredible work. You're doing such a valuable service to everyone, let alone gifting us with the beauty of your artistry. Ari, thank you for being on the Herb podcast.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy. And everyone out there, you heard it from Ari himself. Now take a minute, hit iTunes, rate and review this podcast. This was absolutely crazy good. So I want to hear from you. Okay. And come on, I want you to vote for that Advanced Fitness too. I'm always about getting this collaboration going. Hey guys, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today and stay well.